And welcome to episode 67 of The Other Berman Show. This is an episode that I think all sports fans need. You know, it's a very uncertain and not fun time in the sports world right now. But something that people haven't really realized is the NFL has just gone business as usual. And free agency kind of begins, I mean, it doesn't officially begin until Wednesday, but it basically begins tomorrow. This is our free agency preview type show. We're recapping a lot of the latest headlines around the league. And this episode was actually only intended to be about 15, 20, 30 minutes. It turned out to be almost a 50-minute episode, kind of divided up, because another part of this show is also on the guest of this episode, Luke. You can catch the Sports World podcast. We talk a lot more on there as well, about 15, 20-minute podcast on there. You can check Luke out as well on Sportscaster. His trivia night thing is tonight. I'm going to try and go on it tonight as well. So also, I'm going to be a lot more active on the Sportscaster app as well. So definitely get into that. Great episode. Just a distraction. I mean, it's kind of crazy what's going on around the world right now. We all kind of need, sports fans everywhere just need a distraction. And that is what free agency is doing for me. And that's what I think this podcast will do for you. We're not going to be talking too much about the coronavirus in this show. I'm off of school for the next 2 weeks. So I'm going to try and put up a lot of content on here. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Of course, first, we're going to hear a word from our sponsors at Anchor, and then we'll get right into this episode. Again, it's just a distraction that we all need, so let's get right into it. Okay, still a lot of craziness going around the world right now, but the one league that has just continued business as usual and kept me sane, for that matter, is the NFL. We got Luke here from the Sports World podcast, and let's just get right into it. We got a ton to get to. And we're going to start things off with the big news from early this morning. And by early this morning, I mean 10 a.m. when I woke up, is the CBA agreement. The players have agreed to pass it in a extremely close 60-vote difference, 1,059 to 959. It's a 60-vote difference on this CBA. So it's not exactly a deal where everyone's thrilled, and honestly, what I've seen on social media and stuff is I'm shocked this passed. It's probably because all of the lesser-known players, it benefits significantly more than the stars. The star players don't get too much, but for these lesser-known guys, this is a very, very big deal, and I think that's the only reason why it got passed, because I would say 85% of the star players that voice their opinions on social media said no, maybe 80-85%. So that's the only way I think it passed. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm sorry?
Correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I feel like that's the only way it passed.
Oh, I think so, too. I mean, yeah, the bigger stars players like Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, it doesn't really mean a whole lot to them. But to these younger guys who, like, are younger or, like, veterans who have just bounced around a little bit, it means a whole lot. And you're going to be playing more. And you're gonna be more loyal to your team, I think, because it means more now. Like, the season, I think, is going to mean a little bit more than it did.
Yeah.
Because there's so many more teams are getting into the playoffs now. I mean, two.
Yeah, that was another big thing. Before we get into the playoffs, because that's obviously something we're going to get into, but one other big thing that's not going to get as much media attention as, honestly, let's face it, it's not that big of a deal, as big of a deal, but it's still a very big deal, is the salary cap. Not only took the salary cap takes a jump every year, but this year, huge jump, going an exactly $10 million increase. $198 million salary cap, exactly $10 million more than last year. So that's a pretty big jump. That's something to keep an eye on. That means a lot of teams can have a little bit more freedom. I don't know what they expected it to be. I don't know if that's around what was expected. I honestly have no idea. But teams are going to have some freedom for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Ravens fans, today is a good day. We got Calais Campbell, fifth round pick, which we acquired. For those of you that don't know how we got this fifth round pick, we got it in the Vedvik trade, that Kari Vedvik trade. That kicker who was very interesting in the preseason, especially last year in the preseason. I mean, 2 years ago in the preseason in particular, really impressed. Unfortunately, had that incident with the cops. not him getting in trouble. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was a very unfortunate thing that happened with him. And that did not seem like completely. No, what it was he got beat up by this random person after the preseason 2 years ago. And in the preseason 2 years ago, he was going to get like many, many teams are going to go after him. The Ravens do this every year where they bring in a kicker. Like Will Lutz, the Ravens brought in for a preseason and then they cut him. And the Saints picked him up, and that's how he got on the Saints. And they've done that a couple times. And Vedvik was next guy up, and he looked genuinely really, really good. Had an incident with the cops and was on the IR all of last season. The Ravens brought him back last year, killed it through one game again. And the Ravens were actually able to get a fifth-round pick for him. And that fifth-round pick was traded today to the Jaguars for Calais Campbell. And unfortunately, Vedvik got cut by the Vikings 3 weeks later during final cuts and then bounced around the league for the first couple weeks. And now we haven't, I don't, it doesn't seem like he's going anywhere. It's very sad because I actually really thought he was going to do something that wasn't meant to be with him. But the Ravens definitely made the most of this move, essentially trading a backup kicker for Calais Campbell. And is he still Calais Campbell? No, I don't think it's gonna be as huge of a move as some fans around here think it's gonna be. But when you put it in context that this is for a backup kicker, the Ravens win this move every single time. I love the move. What do you think about it? Non-Ravens fan, just a football fan. Luke, how do you see this move?
I'm a Denver Bronco fan, so I really have like no bias to this at all. And this is just a great move. I mean, the Ravens have had the steal of the year so far. I mean, it's by the end of the agency and stuff like that, it'll definitely change. But I mean, this is just a great, great move. The Ravens, easy schedule to go off of next year. You've got great free agency lookout. I mean, you have a great roster already. Made it to the playoffs this year. Was one of the favorites for the Super Bowl. You've got
they're probably the favorite, honestly.
This year, yeah, they are. Lamar Jackson, MVP. Now you get a guy on the defense. I mean, really, all that they need is like an offensive lineman. I mean, because Yonda to replace.
We'll get into Yonda definitely a little bit later on.
Yeah, and I mean, this is just a great move for the Ravens, and it's all positive, in my opinion. I don't think there's any negatives.
I mean, he checks all the boxes. 31 and a half sacks in the last 3 years. He plays interior. He plays edge. You can go anywhere on the D-line you want. He's played in a 3-4 system most of his career. That's what the Ravens play. He's incredible at it. Durability, check. I mean, he's only missed 6 games in the last 12 years. 5 Pro Bowlers and 3 All-Pros. The defending Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. He's 6'8". 300 pounds. This dude is a big guy. And again, he's just a great character guy as well. It's a very Ravens move. Everyone's here out here praising DaCosta, and as we should. I mean, he's done an amazing, amazing job. I mean, really, really amazing job. But with this is an Ozzie Newsome move, honestly. It's a veteran guy on his last legs. Great locker room guy, a win now move. This is a move that honestly, I wasn't necessarily expecting us to make this move, but after I got like over being so excited, it isn't that huge of a shock when you actually think about it. This is a Ravens move. It's very, even though it wasn't a trade, this is very reminiscent of what they did with Steve Smith and Quan Bolden. Plenty of guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's a guy in his later years.
Eric Weddle.
Definitely not getting as well as he may have in his rookie or second or third year, but it's a great guy to have. It's a temporary fix. I'm glad that they only signed him for 2 years because we have no idea how long a guy on the defensive line can produce for.
Yeah, he'll be 34 next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot. Because if you think about it, like a quarterback like Brady, who they protect like heck,
right,
is going to be more healthy for the upcoming years than a guy who's taken hits every single play on the defensive line. So overall, I think it's a great move, and I'm glad that it's a short-term contract because overall, I just don't think that there's a whole lot left to take.
No. Definitely not. I mean, Earl Thomas and Eric Weddle, two other guys I kind of thought of. Like, this is just, it's a Ravens move. And I have no idea how the Costs is able to pull this off. I mean, we got Marcus Peters for a fifth-round pick and Kenny Young, who I haven't seen him do anything. I'm hoping he breaks out next year because he's a great player. But this is now 2 fifth-round picks that we've gotten rid of. And in return, we've gotten now Calais Campbell and Marcus Peters. Eric DaCosta has done a sensational job. And we're very lucky to go from Ozzie Newsome, who, if he wasn't in the Hall of Fame already as a player, as one of the best tight ends of all time, he would be in as a, he would be going in as a GM as well. And DaCosta, who sat under his wing for all 24 years of the Ravens' existence, he sat under Ozzie's wing. Ozzie stepped down, and now he took over. And man, we are lucky that he turned down all those GM jobs that he's gotten in the past, because we are very, very lucky to have this man. The Ravens are going in a very, very positive direction in the future. I'm loving it. Loving it, loving it, loving it.
Yeah.
All right. Bounce it back to the CBA, by the way. Is starting, because the two big ones we actually never got into. The playoffs next season will feature one extra team in each conference. What do you think?
I almost always speak for the fans in instances like this. And we needed the CBA to get approved today because sports fans are not having a great time right now.
No.
I mean, you have nothing. I mean, I talked to Josh before we did my show, and
49ers are out on Tom Brady. It's down to the Patriots and Bucks.
Mm. Ooh, that will be interesting. I think that having this now 17 game schedule and
the extra game is in 2 years.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, it's gonna be good in 2 years.
Oh yeah.
But to have this going on right now, it's good because sports fans. I was watching the 2011.
Chiefs, Chargers.
Chargers, Chiefs game. Before we watched it, I mean, there is nothing on right now. And it's good to have this negotiation worked out because it is going to benefit the fans. So overall, I'm pretty happy about it.
Yeah, I mean, you look over the last few years. First of all, as a Ravens fan, and I mean, everything is looking up now. But as someone who experienced heartbreak, and I mean heartbreak, with Tyler Boyd 2 years ago, and Antonio Brown stretching over the goal line the year before, and the Ravens barely missing the playoffs. I know what it's like to be just barely on the outside looking in. This year, the Steelers and Rams would have gotten in. The Steelers, I believe, would have gotten in. Like, if this had already been a rule, the Steelers, who missed the playoffs 3 times in the past decade, all 3 of those times they missed, they were the number seven team. So they would have actually been in each of the last 10 years, which is incredible. The Ravens would have gotten in a couple years ago. It's going to be very interesting. The first round bye has been huge, huge in the NFL these last 5, 6, 7 years. Now only one team is getting the first round bye in each conference. I mean, that is a huge, huge, huge deal. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
All right. Also, now let's talk. Now, again, this is not coming into play till 2021, but the extra regular season game. What do you think about this? Because I'm kind of torn on it. I'm kind of 50-50. What do you think?
I think it's good. I don't have any real concerns about anything. I mean, it's great to have an extra game as a fan to watch. And I think we're going to shorten the preseason, too, which is good. I don't really like to watch preseason, as
nobody really does,
in my opinion. But to have another extra game is going to be groundbreaking for the NFL. I mean,
it absolutely is.
Who knows? I mean, I'm absolutely positive that at least one of those games for one of those teams is going to decide whether it's a playoff year or if it's going to be one of those years where they're on the outside looking in, as you said. So. So I think it's good to have to have that extra game.
Something I saw about this is it comes into play in 2 years, 2021, and in 2023, ironically enough, the year I graduate high school, they are going to look at it again, and they will reassess. So if it doesn't work, it will be a very short-term thing. And in 2023, they'll reassess, and then it'll either become permanent or not. But obviously, yes, I'm a fan first, but as someone who has gotten so invested in the league for a few years, you will see it a little bit more from a player's point of view as an aspiring sportscaster, as I meant to say. As an aspiring sportscaster, you start to see more what the players say, and the reason why I think this is, like, just so, like, around the players, not liked at all. I mean, the owners wanted it to be 18 games.
Yeah.
It took a lot of convincing to let the compromise go down, and it took even more, and also a lot of compromising for the players to go up to 17. But I talk to my grandfather, who I've mentioned the show a lot, has been following football since the 60s, since the 50s. The way I am with the Ravens, he was with the Colts, he knew everybody. Baltimore Colts guy. He taught me a lot of NFL history. He's one of those guys that still thinks Unitas is the best. Like, watched him every week in Old Memorial Stadium. And what he was telling me, because back then the season was 14 games, and what it is, and same with the playoffs, he doesn't like it because it's now, it takes the reward of the playoffs. It doesn't diminish it, but it makes it a little bit less exciting. Like, you got in. Like, he's not saying you need to have the 1-1, but he's saying you don't need so many teams getting in. And I see where he's coming from.
Yeah, I do too.
And also, we said with the extra game, players are going to be tired. If you add to the regular season, yes, you can't wait from the preseason. These players don't play in the preseason, really, so it's not like you're taking too much away from you're taking away about a quarter of football from these stars and adding an extra game. So players in the most physically demanding league, most physically demanding sport, making a play even more could either turn out really well and just won't be that big of a difference, but now that's also an extra game that gives you risk of getting hurt, and they can't even play in the playoffs. So I'm kind of 50-50 on it. I like it from a football fan's point of view, but I see why the players don't like this, and I see why some fans are against it. But I'm also excited. I mean, it's more football. There's no complaining about that. We got more football.
Yeah. More football equals a longer season, which makes the wait for the next season a little bit less boring, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Baseball gets boring after a while in the middle of the summer, but we have the draft, and that kind of eases it up a little bit. But I mean, having an extra game is going to push it back a little bit. So
yeah.
So I don't usually look at things from a player's perspective because it's just not the way that I usually think, but yeah, I mean, there is the possibility that players get tired and potentially hurt and out of the playoffs. But
right.
It does increase the odds, but in my eyes, it doesn't increase the odds a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
But yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from on that.
Yeah. Also, rosters are being expanded a little bit. It's still going to be 53, but in terms of inactives, you now can have 48 instead of 46 playing, including in one extra lineman, which is a big deal. So that's something to definitely keep an eye on. But the biggest piece of this and the best piece of this from a fan, from a player, from an owner, everyone can agree on this. The best part is we now have labor peace for the next 10 years. And at the end of the day, that is the best part. There is now guaranteed football, at least for the next 10 years, with no stoppage.
I'm a little confused on this because I don't usually look at, like, some sort of terms that the NFL uses. So what exactly does that mean? Like, what does it mean for a football fan?
Labor peace, you mean?
Yeah.
That means there's not going to be any lockout That means there's not going to be anything like that. We're not going to have a lockout. We're not going to have a player's strike or anything like that. Like, we got football, and there's not going to be something stopping it. Because if the CBA did not get agreed on, there would be a lockout, and we would probably miss a little bit of next season.
So what happens if, like, the coronavirus were to happen, like, during NFL season? Like, something like that. Would they still shut it down, potentially?
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, that's something you wouldn't know, like, yeah. Unless if you saw it, because that's unheard of. Until now, obviously. I would assume. But the best way to talk about what's happening in the NBA and all that is like comparing it to a lockout, and that's what we would be headed towards in the NFL. And we've seen it in the 80s and all that with – I don't know how big you are to NFL history.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. So you know how in the 80s we had a lot of like strikes and the scab players and all that? Like, we would have something similar to that, probably, and it would be very, like, it would be not good. At the end of the day, this is good that they have some sort of agreement, because now we have some sort of peace between the players and the owners. This is more like the business side of things. But
because players and owners have been a little bit rough in the past couple. I mean, especially with Ezekiel Elliott and Jerry Jones this past offseason is a prime example.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we're going to be probably covering the CBA a little bit more on the show later on over the next couple weeks as we find out more about the CBA. But let's move on here. Couple rumors here. The Patriots are trying to bring Devin McCourty back. Not really much to add on there. And the Colts have extended Anthony Costanzo, 2-year, $33 million. There were some retirement rumors about him entering the offseason. He obviously is not retiring. He's coming back 2 years. Anything you want to add on to those two things? Is just something I want to mention?
Yeah, I just have one thing on McCourty, and I think it's a lot about Brady. I think that Belichick is trying to keep the same team that he's won 6 Super Bowls with, because I think he wants Brady to come back. Of course he wants Brady to come back.
Right.
And I think that's the reason. I mean, of course you want a guy like McCourty to be back because he's a good player. But
great player.
I think that the motive right there was to keep Brady and not make a whole lot of noise and a whole lot of change, because Brady wants the same team that he's won Super Bowls with.
Mm-hmm. Now let's get into some, just some free agency talk. I mean, I mentioned it, I got the notification in the middle of the show. So the Niners are out on Brady. I never took those rumors seriously. I actually had him going to the Titans until this morning. So it seems like it's down to the Bucks and the Patriots. Do you see a surprise team coming in, or do you think it'll be one of those two teams? Which team, where do you stand on the whole Brady thing?
It's just crazy. I mean, like, how much headlines we're getting about it, because this is the guy who is now the GOAT of the NFL. It's not even disputed anymore. It used to be Montana Brady and then Rice and Brady, but it's Brady. I mean, and this is just madness that we have going on. Wednesday, 4 o'clock, as long as they don't postpone it, is going to be madness. I mean,
well, actually, it's going to be tomorrow, really, because, I mean, nothing becomes official till Wednesday at 4 o'clock, but the legal tampering, which is my favorite term in sports, that all the window begins tomorrow, so nothing can become official till Wednesday, but Monday is when teams can start talking to Brady. So they can agree to something tomorrow.
Yeah.
So tomorrow and then Tuesday and Wednesday as well are gonna be nuts.
Yeah. I think my situation right now is that I don't think that the Patriots love Brady. I mean, I don't know if... I'm sure that you know a little bit about it, but Syracuse and UNC, Brady, Jimmy Fallon, and Julian Edelman are sitting courtside.
Oh, God, yeah.
ESPN shows the camera on him, and...
I thought that was a whole lot of nothing, to be honest.
Oh, I thought it was a whole lot of something. I think the lady got so weirded out about that whole situation. Like, I think that he just, like, it was that thing, like, when your little brother comes up to you and says, I'm going out for ice cream, and your big brother's like, no, I don't want to do that. Like, that's the type of feel that I got to that. And I don't know why that example came to my head. But that's the type of feel that I got to that, you know? Like, Brady was just like, no, I'm not doing this right now.
Right.
And you could hear him say he's not. But I think it was more of a, he's not doing this right. Like, is this seriously happening on television right now?
Right.
Instead of a, like, he's not staying type of thing. Like,
so do you think he's headed to Tampa?
I don't know. I mean, Tampa has a quarterback, the 30-30 guy, as I call him now, Jameis Winston. I've never really liked Jameis Winston.
I haven't either.
I don't really like his character. I don't really like his play style.
I call him a less talented Brett Favre, but way less talented.
Yeah, and he tries to make something out of nothing way too much. So Tampa Bay, if they're smart and they play this smart, then they go after Brady.
I agree.
New England, I think, should move on. So I wouldn't be surprised if Raymond James Stadium sells a lot more tickets because they have the GOAT in town next year. But I also wouldn't be surprised if he wants to stay in Foxborough, because we all know he's only going to sign for, like, three years or less.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it's one.
Oh, you really think that it's just going to be a solo?
I think if it's New England, it's definitely one. I think if it's somewhere else, maybe two, but I'm still going to lean more towards one.
Yeah, I mean, Of course, the one makes sense because he wants to reevaluate himself every single year. If next year we're in the same situation, he's another free. He's a free agent again, and he says, "Nope, I'm done." I wouldn't be surprised. But if that same situation happens next year, and he says, "You know what? I can go for another year. Let's put myself back on the market." Then I wouldn't be surprised either. It's a lot of unknown because Brady, he's not a whole lot of public person. I mean, he likes winning. And wherever he can win more is
winning. Wonder where he learned that from. Belichick.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
We're not done. We're almost done. We're not done just yet. I'm going to cut it right here just because we're about to hit a 30-minute cap. So give me 1 second. We'll be right back. All right, we're good now. So continuing on, if Brady stays in New England, do you think Tampa just goes bring back Jameis? Do you think they go somewhere else? For both these teams, New England and Tampa, let's say Brady goes to Tampa. Who do you see New England going after? I say Dalton.
I don't really know. I mean, Dalton was not good at all this year. We all know that.
Oh, yeah.
He really proved to me that he's going to retire. I mean, he won't, but he should. And I just don't know.
While we're on the topic of that, by the way, you know who I think should retire. And I know there are some people in here that really don't want to hear this because everyone loves him. Joe Flacco's got to hang it up.
As a Broncos fan, you saying that makes me thrilled. I mean, Drew Lock is the future of this team. So, yeah, Joe Flacco, time to hang it up.
Yeah, I mean, he'll forever be a legend in Baltimore. He won't be a legend anywhere else, but forever in Baltimore, he will be a legend. I mean, again, for those who don't live in Baltimore, everybody loves Joe. Even when he wasn't doing well, like, you never see a fan base take that long to turn in a quarterback that was playing that badly. I mean, he was not playing well, and it took us 2.5 years for us to all collectively realize it, just because how much the fans love him. So, I'll tell you, he's not a Hall of Famer. He's not going to be anything like that, but forever he'll be a Ravens legend. Forever he'll have a special place in my heart and every Ravens fan's heart. He'll obviously be in our Ring of Honor. But you know what, Joe? It is time.
I completely agree. But back to Brady.
Yeah.
He goes to the Bucks. The New England Patriots should go after somebody in free agency, because how bad of a look would it be for them to draft a quarterback after a quarterback in the draft? And of course, they're not going to spend their first draft pick on that. But how
you think so?
No, I don't think. I'm not convinced
that if Brady leaves, they don't just take another quarterback. Why not?
I don't know. I feel like Belichick would have some sort of problem with that, and or Kraft.
Because of Jared Stidham, or you mean just because of Brady leaving?
I think both.
Do you think they actually think Jared Stidham is a part of their future? I think they drafted him to be a backup. I don't think he has any chance of starting.
I think he does.
There are a ton of people out there who think that. I just don't understand why. I definitely see that people think that. But can you explain, like, why do you think that?
There's just something about him. I mean, I watched him a ton at Auburn last year, and then we had Bo Nix this past year. But I just like Jared Stidham, and there's something about it.
Is it because he's a sixth-round pick for New England at quarterback, or is there something else?
Maybe. It may be that he's a sixth-round pick from New England at quarterback. I mean,
That's what I keep thinking about. It's like, that's why I think everyone's like, oh, let's see what he's got. That the Patriots getting Brady is one in a million. They're not just going to draft another quarterback in the sixth round and be like, make him next Tom Brady. I'm not saying he'll be bad, but the fans who are like, oh, we got another sixth round quarterback, here we go all over again, gotta take a second and think.
I definitely do not think that
it's... Yeah, no, I'm not saying you do. Yeah.
I mean, Stidham is more mobile and stuff like that. I mean, totally different in my opinion. I don't think that he is the next Brady, but... Yeah, there's just something about him. I like Terrence Stidham as a quarterback.
I think they'll definitely take a look at him, and I don't feel like they will come out and like get a star. But I wouldn't be shocked if Jordan Love is sitting there for the Patriots. I wouldn't be shocked if they. I would be very surprised if they just passed on Jordan Love if he's still available.
Yeah, Jordan Love is a great quarterback. I mean, Utah State.
Yeah,
I think it was. Yeah, and. I didn't really watch him. I don't watch that conference, one, because I barely get any of the games. It's, like, all the way across the country.
Yeah.
But, two, it's just not a great conference. I mean, in basketball, it was great. We had an upset in the conference championship. But in football, I didn't watch a single game. And I didn't really even know who Jordan Love was until he declared for the draft. And then I started watching some of his highlights. He's a great player.
That's what I do with most players. There are very few guys who I actually will watch a lot during the season. And then once we get into around now, I've watched a lot of film and a lot of guys recently. And Jordan Love is a guy who I feel like is going to be really, really good. Him and Herbert, I feel like, are very, very good players. I think Tua is a bust. I've always said that.
There's always somebody who, after the combine, like, I start thinking about and I really like, and that this year it's Herbert.
Yeah.
He was already good in my mind through the season. He's gotten even better.
For me, it's him. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you on that one. I think Burrow's going to be great. I think Herbert and Love are going to be really good. I think Tua is a bust. I've always said that. It's just because the last quarterback to come out of Alabama that was actually successful was Joe Namath. It's been a long, long time since they've actually had a good quarterback. They have every other position, but a quarterback, they just haven't really seemed to have a big guy come out of there. So,
yeah, I mean, we'll see. Tua Tagovailoa, he came in and he was the underdog, and he's since transformed into the powerhouse heavyweight. And we forgot all about the 2018 championship.
Right.
That he was that dude who people didn't even know how to pronounce his name, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people now know it's Tua Tagovailoa. I mean, it's everybody knows who he is.
Let's face it, we're going to be calling him Tua for the rest of his life, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's a bust from him, too. And,
Josh Jacobs just tweeted out, hella disappointed the CBA sucks.
So we already know what his vote was.
Yep. All right, keep going. But yeah, no, I'm with you with Tua, by the way.
Yeah.
I just don't see it with him. But no, I feel like if New England has an option, they can go with it. But if, do you feel like if the Patriots bring back Brady, it's just Jameis for Tampa, or do you think they actually look elsewhere?
If the Patriots, I think that Tampa just brings back Jameis.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I mean, let's see what this eye surgery actually did. I mean, it's...
Yeah, give him a chance, I guess.
By the way, something I found really interesting is out of his 30 interceptions, 24 of the 30 were at home.
Wow.
He only threw 6 on the road and threw 24 interceptions at home.
That's, like, ironic, in my opinion.
Like, we're ignoring the fact that that's 24 interceptions in 8 games, but... Like, you get the point. Like, that's...
Yeah.
It's interesting.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. Let's look at Philip Rivers. We both agree he's headed to Indy.
Yeah, I mean, Philip Rivers, Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's in less... So where's Teddy headed?
Teddy...
Bridgewater.
Oh, okay. That's
what
I thought you were referring to.
Yeah.
I mean... The Saints have two great quarterbacks. I mean, you got Taysom Hill, who's literally amazing.
But is he a quarterback?
Who?
He's not a quarterback, though.
He
says he is. His number says he is.
Yeah.
But his arm does not. He is not an NFL-caliber quarterback, at least not as a starter.
Oh, no way. I'd never see him. He thinks that he's the Saints franchise quarterback.
Mohamed Sanu has better career passing numbers than him.
That is just crazy. But, yeah, I think that he is going to be good. I think he has a great career ahead of him. But we've never seen a prospect like this guy before. I mean, he can just do it all every time.
He already re-signed with the Saints, by the way.
Yeah, he did.
But no, with Teddy, do you think...
Yeah, back to Teddy, yeah.
27 years old.
Young guy.
Like, Tampa and New England seem interested in him. Tennessee's got Tannehill. The Colts got Rivers, probably. Cowboys bringing back Dak. I feel like Chicago could be an option.
I feel like he could. I mean, it depends what happens in the draft with Chicago, but what happens in the draft depends on free agency.
How confident are they in Trubisky?
I wouldn't say they're confident at all.
Could he head to Carolina, by the way? Carolina's the other option for me.
Fans aren't confident in Trubisky. Nobody really is.
Yeah.
He's so inconsistent.
Every year I have a quarterback that I'm really high on that really disappoints me. 2 years ago I was really high on Bortles. He sucked. And last year, I was really high on Trubisky. He sucked. So, we'll see what Chicago does.
I would definitely understand being high on Bortles 2 years ago. Because year after, they went to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah. Very, very high on him. I was high on him throughout his whole career. You know who else I could see New England going after? Is Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, I mean, the guy... is very interesting. I mean, he gets replaced by Tannehill. Nobody thinks that the Titans have a chance for the rest of the year. And then they get carried by Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill.
Well, Mariota's not that good.
Yeah, I mean, Mariota, I was high on him when he got out of Oregon and won the Heisman. Because for some reason, I have a thing with Heisman winning quarterbacks. I just like to see a guy who performs in college, perform in the NFL. But anyways, Marcus Mariota could be the key aspect for a team if he can pull it around.
Yeah. And he's just never healthy. That's the thing, is he always gets hurt.
Yeah, he has been hurt for like the past 3 years.
He's never played for 16 games. Has he?
Yeah.
I don't think he has.
I don't think he has either.
Let me double check that. I'm almost certain that he hasn't, but I want to double check that. No, but I feel like that can be, I feel like not as a starter, but I feel like Seattle could be an option for Mariota. I just feel like as a backup, he would be perfect there.
As a backup, yeah.
No, obviously he wouldn't be starter.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like he would be, for some reason, I've always felt that. Yeah, he's played 15 games in 16 and 17, 13 in 2018, 12 in 2015, and then only 6 last year. Yeah. He's never healthy.
Yeah, Mariota's going to be an interesting guy. I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah. Who else? Well, let's go away from the quarterbacks here, actually. A guy like... Here, where's... Where do you see Byron Jones going? Philly?
Where even was he last year?
Dallas. He's been Dallas. The corner?
Yeah, that's right. I really don't know. I mean, I really have only... My only really knowledge about him is his combine numbers.
Yeah.
Broke the,
world record. Like,
yeah.
I'll tell you this. He's a very, very good corner. And, like, we don't really know where he's going to go, but what we do know is whoever gets him, he's going to get paid. Like, they're saying he's going to get between 16 and 18 million. He's going to get a crazy amount, but we don't really know where it is he's headed. I feel like Philly is definitely an option, though.
Philly could be an option, and they need him. I mean, yeah. Philly, Orlando Scandrick leaves, so that's a...
Not that he was any good to begin with.
Defensive aspect gone, and I don't really like Philadelphia. I'm one of the biggest Philadelphia Eagles haters, so
gotta get you on with Sam.
And Byron Jones could go anywhere. Like, yeah, I think he will get paid. I think he's one of those guys that if a team is missing a key part of their defense, he can help you out.
Yeah. Where do you think a guy like Melvin Gordon go, actually? That's another guy. He's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean...
Nobody knows where he's going to go.
I'd like to know what he thinks about the Los Angeles Chargers, because, of course, there was a problem with the holdout last year, and
they've already brought back Eckler.
And Eckler had a great year this year.
And they were both free agents, and they paid Eckler already, and they're letting Melvin Gordon walk. So it seems like the Chargers are not really interested in him. But what does he think?
I mean, I wouldn't go back to the Chargers. You have Phillip Rivers. You have him. I don't know if coaching is that good with Lynn anymore.
Oh, my God. No, I'm very low on Anthony Lynn.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't disagree.
Yeah.
The questions are there with Melvin Gordon. All the questions are there. He's a very interesting dude.
I could see Miami.
I could definitely see that.
Or Tampa.
I can see him in a Miami uniform.
Me too.
Yeah. Tampa's another place. I mean,
they just need a running back. Any running back free agent is automatically going to have Tampa at least somewhere near their name.
Yeah, especially if they get Brady.
Yeah. Definitely. If they get Brady, him and Melvin Gordon would be a great combo.
Yeah, that would be good. I mean, because we had those Chargers Brady rumors. How are those doing, by the way?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything. They just went away.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a really good question, actually. Because that was the biggest thing. He's going to the Chargers, And all of a sudden, they just disappeared. It's not like we had any rumors saying he wasn't going there. It was just those reports went away.
Yeah.
I do not know.
I just thought of that.
Where are they? Hold on. Where are they going at quarterback?
Probably the draft by this point.
Yeah, that could be it. They probably fell in love with Herbert or something.
Yeah, there's no rumors about them and quarterbacks in the free agency market.
Yeah, I think they just fell in love with Justin Herbert.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either, and I think it's a good move. I think he's a great player.
Me too.
Let's see. Who else should we get on? How about Austin Hooper? He's going to get paid.
I mean, he was good. And I don't think that his goodness, I guess, is going away. I mean, Atlanta was not good. He was with Atlanta this past year, right?
Yeah. I think he's a top five tight end in the league.
I would agree. I would say, like, either four or five.
Yeah. Well, you have Kelce, Kittle, Ertz, and then you have the drop-off. And I think it's Mark Andrews 4, Austin Hooper 5.
That's a good list. That's a very good list.
And you can put Kelce, Kittle, and Ertz in any order you want.
Yeah. I would probably put it in Kittle, Kelce, Ertz order.
Kittle, Kelce, Ertz?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. But Austin Hooper's good. I mean, I haven't heard a lot about him. And
I've heard a lot about Green Bay really, really being interested in him. I've heard a lot about Green Bay, and I've heard a lot about Washington.
Well, they just dropped Jimmy Graham, so that would make sense. But here's my question. What about Washington? Vernon Davis retired.
That was the other team. Is Green Bay and Washington have had a lot of rumors about him.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Washington picks him up over Green Bay, because Washington needs a tight end, and they need anything that they can get right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's my
team. It's going to be really – Washington is, as they always are, in a very interesting spot.
Yeah.
All right. Last thing we got to get to is the franchise tags. So some of these are interesting. Some of them are not. We'll skip over the ones that aren't really interesting. Ngakoue, where is he headed? Yannick Ngakoue with Jacksonville, because he does not want to stay, and for obvious reasons. Where is Ngakoue headed?
I'm going to look him up real quick. I'm not great on these minor guys.
I mean, he's I think since 2017, he's the league leader in forced fumbles. He's a great player. He went to Maryland for college. Everyone in Baltimore loves him. I would love to have him here. I just don't know. It's a guy that I was very interested in to see if the Ravens would get him. After the Ravens took Calais Campbell instead, I don't see it happening at this point. But I would have loved to have him here. Honestly, if we had him, I would much rather have him than Calais Campbell, Yannick Ngakoue.
Really?
He's a much better and much younger player. And he's a superstar guy. Like he's a lot more expensive, though. But it would be worth it. I think I've heard a lot about Seattle. Likes him. The Giants like him. It'll be interesting to see where he goes. AJ Green got tagged by the Bengals. He's staying. Judon tagged by the Ravens. I hope and I think we're going to bring him back. I think we're going to hopefully re-sign Judon to a long-term deal. Brandon Scherff isn't going anywhere with Washington. Chris Jones isn't going anywhere with Kansas City. Simmons not going anywhere with Denver. And Hunter Henry is not going anywhere with the Chargers. So,
yeah.
It's a very interesting time. Tomorrow is going to be really fun. I'm going to come back tomorrow. We're going to have kind of a live reaction type show, as I love to do. Luke has enlightened me that Sportscaster, an app that I've used a little bit, has added the comment section. They've really upgraded their app. So if you want to hear a lot more content from me, obviously follow me on Instagram. I'm always active on there, but I'm going to start going on Sportscaster. The podcast is the main things, but if there's minor pieces of news, I'm going to go obviously on Instagram, but like, quick thoughts on Ngakoue. I'm not Ngakoue. On Calais Campbell. Like, if I knew about this with Sportscaster, I would have went to Sportscaster and a little five-minute thing about Calais Campbell. And then also touch about him here. So, a little bit of extra content. You can download the Sportscaster app. I'm going to start being active on there.
You can check out my trivia night tonight.
Yeah, that was next.
Most likely tonight, you can check out my Sportscaster. It is at SWLuke. And it is, it's pretty simple. It's the only at SWLuke on there. So
yeah.
Check that out on Sportscaster as well as Josh's channel.
Yeah, Luke, who also has his own podcast, Sports World Show, Sports World Podcast. He is very active on Sportscaster. I think he's more active on Sportscaster than podcast, correct?
Yeah, I think.
And Michael Mursky, a friend of the show, he doesn't even have a podcast, but he's extremely active on Sportscaster. You can check him out on there as well. Very, very excellent Sportscaster. So, yeah, that's going to be fun to watch. So, if you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow me at The Other Berman Show. Luke, where can they find you? It's just at Sports World, right?
That is correct.
All right, so you can follow Luke there on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. You can find me again tomorrow. You're going to see it. It's part one of the free agency frenzy. So, tomorrow, come back. Part two of the frenzy. I'm excited. I don't know yet. I'll try and have someone else. Maybe it'll be Luke. Who knows? I've not even thought about that yet until about 5 seconds ago. So I'll probably have someone else joining me tomorrow for part two of this show. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and go Ravens.